Broadcasting Company presents Romeo and Juliet. The play was one of Shakespeare's leads, the poet, and is perhaps the finest structure with a prologue. We can, but for our purpose, you've seen is the tomb where Romeo and Juliet both lie slain. And Montague, the prince and Montague's prince speak.
Friar, say at once, what is the matter of it is? I will be brief, for my short date of breath is not so long as is a tedious tale. Romeo, there dead, was husband to that Juliet, and she, there dead, that Romeo's faithful wife. I married them, and their stolen marriage day was Sybil's doomsday, whose untimely death banished the new-made bridegroom from this city, for whom, and not for Sybil, Juliet pined. You, Lord Catulus, to remove that siege of grief from her, betrothed and would have married her perforce to County Paris. Then comes she to me, and with wild looks bid me devise some means to rid her from this second marriage, for in my cell there would she kill herself. Then gave I her, so tutored by my art, a sleeping potion, which so took effect as I intended, for it wrought on her the form of death. Meantime, I writ to Romeo that he should hither come as this dire knight, to help to take her from her borrowed grave, being the time the potion's force should cease. But he which bore my letter, Friar John, was stayed by accident, and yes, the knight returned my letter back. Then, all alone at the fixed hour of her waking, came I to take her from her kindred force, meaning to keep her closely at myself till I conveniently could send to Romeo. But when I came, some minute at the time of her awaking, here untimely lay the noble Paris and true Romeo dead. The Juliet waits, and I entreated her come forth and bear this work of heaven with patience. But then a noise did scare me from the tomb, and she, too desperate, would not go with me, but as it seemed, did violence on herself. All this I know, and to the marriage her nurse is privy. And if aught in this miscarries by my fault, let my old life be sacrificed some hour before his time unto the rigor of severest.
Verona is public place.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
It's the law of our side if I say I.
No.
No, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. But I bite my thumb, sir.
You quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir?
No, sir.
You do, sir. I'm for you. I serve as good a man as you.
No, better.
Well, sir.
Be better. Here comes one of my master's skin.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie.
Draw if you be men. Gregory, remember thy crushing blow.
I draw.
Heart fool.
Put up your sword. You know not what you do.
What art thou drawn among these heartless hinds? Tell me, Benvolio, look upon thy death. I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword.
What, drawn and talk of peace?
I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues and thee. Have at thee, coward.
Have at thee, then, cripple.
Help! What noise is this?
Give me my long sword hold.
Why call you for a sword?
My sword, I say. Old Montague is come and flourishes his blade in spite of me.
Oh, villain Catulus, hold me not. Let me go.
Thou shalt not stir a foot, keep the pole.
Rebellious subjects, enemies to peace, profaners of his neighbor's stainless steel, throw your misnamed weapon to the ground, and hear the sentence of your moved prince. Three civil brawls, bred of an airy word, by the old happiness and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets. If ever you disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. Once more, on pain of death, all men depart.
Where is Romeo? Saw you him today, Benvolio?
Madam, an hour before the worshipped sun pierced forth the golden window of the east, a troubled mind drave me to walk abroad, where underneath the grove of sycamores the
early walking did I see your son.
Many a morning hath he there been seen with tears, augmenting the fresh morning's dew. Could we but learn from whence he sought to grow, we would as willingly give cure as know.
See, where he comes. Oh, please, you petrify.
Come, madam, let the way.
Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
What news, Buck Nine?
Ay, me, sad hours seem long.
What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours? In love?
Out.
Of love?
Out of a favor where I am in love.
Tell me, in sadness, who is that you love?
In sadness, cousin, I do love a woman.
I ain't so near when I suppose you love.
A right good mark, ma'am. And she's fair, I love.
A right fair mark, fair cause, is soonest hit.
Well, in that hit, you miss. She'll not be hit with Cupid's arrow. She hath forsworn to love. And in that vow do I live dead, but live to tell it now.
Be ruled by me. Forget to think of her. Examine other beauties.
'Tis the way to call hers exquisite. Show me a mistress that is passing fair. What doth her beauty serve? But as a note where I may read who passed that passing fair. Farewell. Thou canst not teach me to forget.
I'll pay that doctrine, or else die in death.
Down a sun-bathed street comes the head of the house of Capulet, talking with the young Count Paris, and followed by Peter, his servant.
But now, my lord, what say you to my suit?
But saying all what I have said before, my child is yet a stranger in the world. Let two more summers wither in their pride, ere we may think her right to be a bride. But woo her, gentle Paris, get her heart. My will to her consent is but a part. This night I hold an old accustomed feast, whereto I have invited many a guest such as I love. And you among the store, one more most welcome, makes my number more. Go, Peter, trudge about through fair Verona. Find those persons out whose names are written there.
Find them out whose names are written here. I am sent to find those persons whose names are here writ, and can never read what names the writing person has here writ. I must to the learned. In good time.
Say, hard man, one fire burns out another's burning. One pain is lessened by another's anguish.
Good then, good fellow.
God give you good then. I pray, sir, can you read?
Aye, if I know the letters and the language.
Ye say honestly. Rest you merry.
Say, fellow, I can read. Signor Martino and his wife and daughters. County Anselm and his beauteous sisters. The lady widow Vitruvio, Signor Placentio and his lovely nieces. Mercutio and his brother Valentine. Mine uncle Capulet, his wife and daughters. My fair niece Rosaline. Livia, Signor Valencio and his cousin Tybalt, Lucio and the lively Helena. A fair assembly. Whither should they come?
To supper to our house.
Whose house?
My master's. My master is the great rich Capulet. And if you be not of the house of Montague, I pray come and cross a cup of wine. The rest you merry.
At the same ancient feast of Capulet, sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so lovest. Compare her face with some that I so and I will make thee think thy swan a crow.
One fairer than my love. The all-seeing sun ne'er saw her match since first the world begun.
That you saw her fair, none else being by.
I'll go along. No such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own.
Hey, come.
Welcome, gentlemen. Ladies that have their toes unplagued with thorns will have a bout with you. You are welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play. A hall, a hall. Give room and put it, girl.
Hello. What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn. Her beauty hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel in an Ethiopian. Beauty too rich. for earth to be. The measure done, I watch her place a pen, and touching hers make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now, forswear its sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This white boy should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. Now, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it up.
Why, how now, kinsman Tybalt? Wherefore form you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe. Tis he, that villain Romeo.
Consent thee, gentle cousin. Let him alone. I would not, for the wealth of all the town, here in my house, do him disparagement.
Therefore, be patient. Take no note of him.
I'll not endure
him. He shall be endured. Go to. Am I the master here, or you go to?
Why, uncle, tis a shame.
Go to, go to. You're a saucy boy. What? Surely,
my heart, patience perforce with willful collar meeting, make my flesh tremble in their different greetings. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall now, steaming sweet, convert to bitter gall.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, a gentle sign is this. My lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Which mannerly devotion shows in this? For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmer's too?
Aye, pilgrim. Lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant how, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not while my prayers affect my faith. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips? Oh, trespass sweetly erred, give me my sin again.
You kissed by the book. Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
What is her mother?
Married bachelor. Her mother is the lady of the house.
Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear account, my life is my foe's death.
Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman? The son and heir of old Tiberio.
Good night, sir.
Oh, what is it now is going out of door?
Marry
that, I think, the young Petruchio.
Good night, sir.
What he that follows there, but would not dance? I know not. Go ask of me. If he be married, my grave is like to be my wedding bed. His name is Romeo, and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy. My only love. Sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown, and known too late. What's this? A rhyme I learned you now, of one I danced with all.
Julius,
anon, anon. Come, let's away. The strangers are all gone.
Madman, passion, lover, appear now in the likeness of sky. I conjure thee by Rosalind's bright eyes.
Oh, come, he hath hid himself among these trees.
Romeo, good night. I to my special bed. Come, shall we go?
Go then, for 'tis in vain to seek him here. The means must have been found.
It's just that scars who never felt a wound.
Romeo! Romeo!
But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief. But thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that, for I discourses? I will answer it. I am too bold. Is not for me, she speaks. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand that I might touch her cheek. She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel. For thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wandering eyes of mortals. I fall back to gaze on.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a captive.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this?
It is but thy name that is my enemy. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without their title. Romeo, doth thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
But may not thou that dost befriend a knight so stumbling?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of thy tongue's utterance. Yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither, tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art. If any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I o'erfoot these walls. For thorny limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no less than.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their end.
I would not for the world they saw thee.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes. And but thou love me, let them find me here.
By whose direction found thou this place?
By love, at first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farther sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night upon my face. Health for the maiden blush to paint my cheek, for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form. Fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest thou mayest prove false, at lover's surgery, they say, Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay. So thou wilt woo. But else, not for the world. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheard, ere I was ware, my true love's passion. Therefore pardon me, and not infuse this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear, that tips with silver all these fruits.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb. Lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry. And I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden. Do not delight me, which doth cease to be ere one can say it like me. Sweet. Good night. This bud of love by summer's ripening breath may prove a beauteous flower when next to me.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it. And yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it for what purpose?
But to be frank, and give it thee again.
Juliet!
There's some noise within. Dear love of you, and now, goodness. Miss Montague, be true. Stay but a little. I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night. I'm afraid being in night, all this is but a dream too flattering, sweet to be substantial.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If it's thy bent of love, be honorable, thy purpose, man. Send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite. And all my fortune at thy foot I'll lay. And follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam!
I come anon. If thou look not well, I do beseech thee.
Madam!
By and by I come to seek thy suit. leave me to my grief. Tomorrow will I tell you.
So strive my soul.
1,000 times, good man.
1,000 times the worst to want I like. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books. But love from love toward will tell you.
Oh, for the falcon's voice to lure this castle gentle back again.
It is my soul that calls upon my name. Oh, how silver sweet sound lover's tongue by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo.
My dear.
At 4 o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee?
At the hour of 9.
I will not stay. These 20 years till then. I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it.
I shall forget to have thee still stand there, remembering how I love thy company.
And I'll still stay to have thee still forget, forgetting any other home but thee.
Thomas Marley, I would have thee gone, and yet no further than a wanton bird who lets it hop a little from her hand.
I would, I bless.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill thee with much jealousy. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet song that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep well upon thine eyes. Peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peaceful, sweet rest. Hence will I to my ghostly father's cell, his help to crave and my dear hap to tell. Tomorrow, Father.
Any time, say. What early time so sweet to look at me? This young son, it argues a distempered head so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Thou art aroused with some distemperature. No. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not been in bed tonight.
That last is true. The sweeter rest was mine.
Oh, pardon, Sin, wast thou with Rosaline?
With Rosaline, my ghostly father, no. I have been feasting with mine enemy. Whereon a sudden one hath wounded me that by me wounded. Both our remedies within thy help and holy physic lie.
Plain, good son, and homely in thy drift.
Then plainly know, my heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. Mm. And mine on hers, so hers is set on mine. When and where and how we met, we wooed and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass. But this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today.
Holy Saint Francis, what a change is here. Is Rosaline that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies, not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes.
Well, thou chidst me off for loving Rosaline.
For joking, not for loving, if you feel mine. But come, young waverer, come, go with me. In one respect I'll thy assistant be, for this alliance may so happy prove to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence. I stand on sudden
haste. Hastily and slow, they stumble as run fast. Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's, Mercutio. I spoke with his man. Sybil, the kinsman of old Capulet, hath sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Here comes Romeo.
Without his roll like a dried herring. Oh, bless.
How art thou beautified.
Romeo, you gave us a count of it fairly last
night. Pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great. And in such a case as mine, a man may frame courtesy.
My fan, Peter.
A sail.
True. A shirt and a smock.
My fan, Peter.
Good Peter to hide her face, for her pen's the fairer of the two.
God you good morrow, gentlemen.
God you good den, fair gentlemen.
Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I might find the young Romeo?
I can tell you. I am the youngest of that name, for a fault of the worst.
If you be, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
She will indict him to some supper.
Romeo, will you come to your father's? We'll to dinner with us.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady. Farewell. Lady.
Marry, farewell. I pray you serve a saucy merchant as this, that was so full of his ropery.
A gentleman, nurse, that loves to hear himself talk.
And not speak anything against me, I'll take him down. Anywhere lustier than he is, and 20 such jacks. I pray you, sir, a word. As I told you, my young lady bade me inquire you out. But first, let me tell you, if you should lead her into a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and better devise some means to come to Shrift this afternoon. And there shall she at Friar Lawrence cell be scribed and married.
This afternoon, sir? Well, she shall be there. The clock struck 9 when I descended to meet. In half an hour, she promised to return. And she cannot meet her. Oh, how that can be. Oh, she is lame. Loves Harold to be so. Had he affections and warm youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball. My words would bandy her to my sweet love, and his to me. Oh, God, she comes! Oh, honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him?
Oh, I am aweary. Give me leave a while. Oh, thy helmet bones ache. What a jaunt have I had.
I would thou hadst my bones and I thy knees.
Jesus, you what hate. Can you not stay a while?
Can you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath?
Is thy news good or bad? Answer to that. Let me be satisfied. It's good or bad.
Well, you've made a simple choice. You know not how to choose a man. Go thy ways, wench. Serve God. What, have you dined at home?
No, no. What says he of our marriage? What of that?
Oh, Lord, how my head aches. What a head have I. Oh, beshrew your heart for sending me about to catch me death with jaunting up and down.
Faith, I am sorry that thou art not well. Sweetness, tell me, what says my love?
Your love says like an honest gentleman, and the courteous, and the kind, and the handsome, and I warrant a virtuous.
Where's your mother? How oddly thou replies. Your love says, like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
Oh, God, lady dear, are you so hot? Mary, come up, I trow.
Is this the poultice for my aching bones?
Henceforward, do your messages yourself.
Yes, such a toil. Come. What says Romeo?
Have you got lust to go to Shrift today?
I have.
Then hie you hence to Friar Lawrence Hill. There stays a husband to make you a wife. Ah, now comes the wanton blood up in your cheeks. That'll be scarlet straight at any news. Hie you to church. Go, I'll to dinner. Hie you to the cell.
Hie to high fortune. Honestness, farewell.
Smile the heavens upon this holy act, but after hours with sorrow, guide us not.
Amen. Amen.
But come what sorrow can, it cannot countervail the exchange of joy that one short minute gives me in her. These violent delights have violent ends, and therefore love moderately. Long love doth go. Too swift to rise, too tardy as too slow.
Good evening to my ghostly
friend. Romeo shall thank you, daughter, for us both.
As much to him. Else did you thank too much?
Ah, Julie, if the measure of thy joy be deep like mine, and that thy thrill be more to blazon it, then sweeten with thy breath this neighbor air.
Some speak more rich in matter than in words. Rags of the substance, not of ornament. They are but beggars that can conquer you. But my true love is grown to such excess. I cannot sum up half my sum of wealth.
Come with me, and we will make short work. That I will leave, you shall not stay alone, till holy death incorporate who in one.
I like such a fellow?
Nay, and there were two such. We should have none shortly, for one would kill the other.
By my head, here come the Capulets.
By my heel, I cannot.
Follow me close, for I will speak to them. Gentlemen, good end. A word with one of you.
And but one word with one of us. Couple it with something. Make it a word and a blow.
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Well, peace be with you, sir.
Here comes my man.
But I'd be hanged, sir, if he wear your livery.
Romeo, the hate I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
Villain am I none, therefore farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me.
I do protest I never injure thee. But love thee better than thou canst devise, and so, good Capulet, be satisfied.
Oh, come, dishonorable, vile submission. Tybalt, you rat-catcher, will you walk?
What would thou have with me? Good king of cats, nothing but one of your nine lives. Will you suck your sword out?
I am for you!
Beat on
their weapons. Tybalt. Good man, Fuchio. I'm hurt. A plague of both your houses. Oh, he's dead. Is he gone and hath nothing?
What? Art thou hurt?
Mary. It is enough.
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
No, it is not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door. But it is enough. It will serve. Ask me tomorrow, and you will find me a grave man. Oh, lay them both your houses. Why the devil came you between us, Romeo? I was hurt on your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Help me from the house, Mr. Jones. Help me. I'm sick. A place of both your houses. You have made worms each of me. I have it. Down the door. Your houses.
Come. This gentleman, the prince, is near alive. My very friend has got his mortal hurt in my behalf. Oh, sweet Juliet, thy beauty hath made me effeminate, and in my temper softened valor steel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, brave Mercutio's dead.
This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe others must end.
Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Alive in triumph, and Mercutio's slain. Now, Tybalt, take the villain back again that late thou gavest me, for Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads. Either thou or I or both must go with him.
Thou wretched boy, that didst consort him here, shalt with him hand.
This shall determine that.
Have him, Romeo.
Think, come with you.
Ah!
Romeo, away, begone! The citizens are up, and civil spray!
Oh, I am fortune. Move!
Romeo, come forth. Come forth, thou fearful man.
What less than doomsday is the prince's doom?
A gentler judgment vanished from his lips. Not body's death, but body's banishment.
Banishment? Be merciful. Say death. Do not say banishment.
Hence, from Verona art thou banished.
No.
Be patient, for the world is broad and wide.
There is no world without Verona's walls. But purgatory, torture, hell itself. Calling death banishment, thou cuts my head off with a golden axe and smilest upon the stroke that murdered.
Thy fault our law calls death. But the kind prince, taking thy part, hath rushed aside the law and turned that black word death to banishment.
This torture, not mercy. Heaven is here where Juliet lives. And every cat and dog and little mouse, every unworthy thing live here in heaven and may look on it. Oh, friar, the damned use that word in hell. Howling attends it. How hast thou the heart to mangle me with that word banished?
Thou fond madman, hear me but speak a word.
Oh, wilt thou speak again of banishment?
I'll give thee armor to keep off that word. Adversity's sweet milk.
philosophy.
Hang up philosophy, unless philosophy can make a Juliet.
Let me dispute with thee of thy estate.
Thou canst not speak of that thou dost not feel. Wert thou as young as I, Juliet I love, then might thou speak. Then might thou tear thy hair and fall upon the ground as I do now, taking the measure of an unmade grave.
Arise, or not. Good Romeo, hide thy hair.
Not hide.
Who knocks so hard? Then come you. What's your will?
Let me come in and you shall know my errand. I come from Lady Juliet.
Welcome, then.
Where is Milady's lord? Where's Romeo?
There on the ground with his own tears made drunk.
Oh, he is even in the mistress' place. Just in her place.
Next door, Julie. How is it with her? What says my counsel, lady, of our canceled love?
Oh, she says nothing, sir, but weeps and weeps and now falls on her bed. And then on Romeo cries, and then down falls again.
As if that name shot from the deadly level of a gun did murder. Oh, tell me, Friar. Tell me in what vile part of this anatomy doth my name love. Tell me that I may sack the hateful mansion.
Hold thy desperate hand. Art thou a man? Hast thou slain Tybalt? Wilt thou slay thyself? And slay thy lady too that lives in thee?
What rouse thee, man? Thy Juliet is alive. Go, get thee to thy love, as was decreed. Ascend her chamber, hence, and comfort her. But look, thou stay not till the watch be set, or then thou canst not pass to Mantua. Nurse, Romeo is coming.
My lord, I'll tell my lady you will come.
Do so. And bid my sweet prepare the child.
Yes, sir. A ring she bid me give you, sir. Oh. Hi, you make haste, for it grows very late.
Oh, how well my comfort is revived by this.
Go hence. And good night. And here stands all your fate. Either be gone before the watch be set, or by the break of day, disguised from him.
Sojourn in Mantua.
Give me thy hand. She's late. Farewell. Good night.
What that a joy past joy calls out on me. It were a grief so brief to part with thee. Farewell.
It is not yet midday. It was the nightingale and not the lark that pierced the fearful hollow of Anya. Nicely the strings on yon tumbling tree. Believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn, no nightingale. Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds in yonder east. Night's candles are burnt out, and jocund day stands tiptoe on the misty mountaintop. I must be gone and live. I'll stay and die.
Yon light is not daylight, I know thou. It is some meteor that the sun exhales to be to thee this night across there and light thee on thy way to mansion. Therefore, Celia, thou needst not to be gone.
Let me be tamed, let me be put to death. I am content that thou wilt have it so. I'll say yon gray is not the morning's eye. Is but the pale reflex of Cynthia's brow. Nor that is not the lark whose notes do beat the vaulty heavens so high as love I. I have more care to pay than will to do. Come, death, and welcome. Juliet wills it so. How is my soul? Oh, let's talk. It is not day.
It is. It is. How has she gone away? It is the lark that sings her out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing thoughts. Oh, now be gone. More light and light it grows.
More light and light. More dark and dark our woe.
Mother, yes? Your lady mother is coming to your chamber. The day is broke. Be wary. Look about. The window. Let day in and let light out.
Farewell. Farewell. One kiss and I'll be.
heart that I go to hell. My Lord, my love, my friend, I must hear from me every day of the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh, by this count, I shall be much nearer than I again behold my Romeo.
Farewell. I will omit no opportunity that may convey my greetings
to you. Oh, think so, we shall ever meet again.
I doubt it not. And all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our time to come.
Oh, God, I have an ill divining soul. And thinks I see thee now, thou art to go, as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Even my eyesight fails, or thou look still.
And trust me, love, in my eyes, so do you. Dry sorrow, drink of love. Have you? Have you?
Oh, daughter, are you up?
What is the cause? Is it that of the mother? What unaccustomed cause procures her here?
Why, how now, Juliet? Evermore weeping for Tybalt's birth. Oh, but now I'll tell thee joyful tidings, girl.
And joy comes well in such an easy time. What are they, I beseech your ladyship?
Marry my child early next Thursday morning. The gallant young and noble gentleman in the county parish, at St. Peter's Church, shall happily make you there a joyful bride.
No, by St. Peter's Church and Peter too, he shall not make me there a joyful bride. I wonder if it's true that I must wed there and hear it till the husband comes to woo. I pray you tell my lord and father, madam, I will not marry you.
Here comes your father. Tell him so yourself.
How now, wife? Have you delivered to her our decree?
Aye, sir, but she will none, she gives you thanks.
How? She will none? Does she not give us thanks? Is she not proud?
Proud? Can I never be of what I hate?
How now, chop logic? What is this? Thank me, no thanking, nor proud me, no proud. But settle your fine joint stake Thursday next to go with Paris to St. Peter's Church. Or I will drag thee on a hurdle to that.
Good father, I beseech you on my knees. Kill me with patience, but to speak a word.
Hang the young baggage. His obedient wretch. I tell thee what. Get me to church of Thursday, or never after look thee in the face. And to be mine, I'll give you to my friend. And you'll be not, hang, fake, starve, die in the street. For by my soul, I'll ne'er acknowledge.
Is there no pity sitting in the cold? It squeezed into the bottom of my boot. Pass me not away.
Talk not to me, for I am not speak a word. Do as I will, for I have done with you.
Good God. Please, I must be prevented. Comfort me, counsel me. But first, I have done not a word of joy. Come, comfort me.
Faith, here it is. Romeo is banished. And all the world to nothing that he dares ne'er come back to challenge you. I think it best you married with the county parish. Oh, he's a lovely gentleman. Romeo's a discrout to him. But through my very heart, I think you are happy in this second match. Politics tells the first. Keep it down from thy heart. And from my soul, too. Well, thou hast comforted me marvelous much.
Go in and tell my lady I am gone, having deceived my father to long stay, to make him trust me and to be a doll.
Marry I will, and this is wisely done.
Go, counselor, thou and my bosom henceforth shall be friends. You know his remedy. If all else fails, myself have power to die.
On Thursday, Lord Perry. The time is very short.
My father, Capulet, will have it so.
You say you do not know the lady's mind?
Immoderately she weeps for Tybalt's death. And therefore have I little talked of love, for Venus smiles not in a house of tears.
Look, sir, here comes the lady towards myself.
Happily met, my lady and my wife.
That may be, sir, when I may be a wife. Are you at leisure, holy father, now? Or shall I come to you at evening mass?
My leisure serves me, pensive daughter, now. My lord, we must entreat the time alone.
God shield, I should disturb devotion. Juliet, on Thursday early will I rouse you. Till then, adieu.
Save, shut the door. And when thou hast done so, come weep with me. Past hope, past cure, past help.
Julia, I already know thy grief. I hear thou must on Thursday next be married to this countess.
Tell me not, Friar, that thou hearest of it, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it. If in thy wisdom thou canst give no help, do thou but call my resolution wise, and with this knife I'll help it presently.
Oh, daughter, I do spy a kind of hope. If rather than marry Count de Paris thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then is it likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death, and if thou darest, I'll give thee remedy.
Oh, bid me leap rather than marry Paris from off the battlements of yonder tower, and I will do it without fear or doubt. To live an unstained wife to my sweet love.
Hold, then. Go home. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Take thou this phial, being then in bed, and this distilled liquor drink thou off. When presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humor, no warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade like death when he shuts up the day of life. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death, thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours, and then awake as from a pleasant sleep. Now, when Paris in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hero shall he come, and he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua.
Give me, oh, tell not me of fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a fire with speed to Mantua, with letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear father. Aye, Rosa Tyre, thou best. A gentle nurse, I say thee. Leave me to myself tonight.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest. For thou hast need.
Farewell. God knows when we come to thee. I got this cold fear since the matter. It almost freezes up the heat of life. I call them back again to comfort me. Nurse! What should you do here? My dismal scene, I need not destiny. Come, Vile. Will I be married then tomorrow morning? No. No. This dagger shall forbid it. Lie down here. Therefore, I'm surprised that he has ministered to have me dead. Just in this marriage, he should be dishonored because he married me before to Romeo. I fear it is. Yes, Miss, I should kill him. For he has still been tried a holy man. When I'm laid into the tomb, I wait before the time that Romeo comes to redeem me. Yes, a fearful point. Shall nothing be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no else may have breathed in? And there die strangled, there my Romeo comes. What if I live? Is it not very like the horrible conceit of death and night, together with the terror of the place? As in a vault, an ancient receptacle, where for these many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed. Bloody Sibyl, yet the green and earth lies festering in the shroud. Where, as they say, at some hours of the night, spirits resort. Alack, alack, is it not like that I so early waking? What with the loathsome smells and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, that living mortals hearing them run mad. Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught, environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefathers' joints, and pluck the mangled Sibyl from the shroud, and in this rage with some great kinsman bone out with a cloth shot us, my desperate veins. Oh, look, this is certainly my cousin's ghost. Is he not Romeo that did spit his body upon a racist point? Stay, Sibyl, stay! Romeo, I come. Do I dream to thee?
Mantua, where Romeo was living after his banishment from Verona. A street. Close by an apothecary's shop, Romeo is standing. If I may trust the flattering truth of sleep, my dreams presage some joyful news at hand. News from Verona, from our Balthazar. Does thou not bring me letters from the friar? How doth my lady? Is my father well? How fares Juliet? That I ask again, for nothing can be ill if she be well.
Then she is well, and nothing can be ill. Her body sleeps in Capel's monument, and her immortal part with angels lives. I saw her laid low in her kindred's vault, and presently took post to tell it you.
Is it even so?
Then I defy you, stars!
Thou knowest my lodging. Get me ink and paper and hire post horses. Get thee gone and hire those horses. I'll be with thee soon.
Right.
Well, Julia, I will lie with thee tonight. Let's see from me. Oh, mischief, thou art swift to enter in the thoughts of desperate men. I do remember an apothecary, and hereabout he dwells. As I remember, this should be the house. Being holiday, the beggar's shop is shut.
What ho, apothecary!
Who calls so loud?
Come hither, man. I see that thou art poor. Oh, there is 40 ducats. Let me have a dram of poison. Such soon speeding gear that the life-weary taker may fall dead.
Such mortal drugs I have. But Mantua's law is death to any he that utters them.
Art thou so bare and full of wretchedness and fears to die? The world affords no law to make thee rich. Then be not poor, but break it and take this.
Put this in any liquid thing you will and drink it off. And if you had the strength of 20 men, it would dispatch you straight.
There is thy gold. Worse poison to men's souls. I sell thee poison. Thou hast sold me none. Come, cordial, not poison. Go with me to Juliet's grave, for there must I use thee.
My wife.
Death that has sucked the honey of thy breath hath no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks, and death's pale flag is not advanced there. Ah, dear Julie, why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous? And that the lean, abhorred monster keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour? For fear of that, I will stay with thee, and never from this palace of dim nights depart again. Eyes look your last, arms take your last embrace, and lift, oh, you the doors of death. Seal with a righteous kiss the baitless bargain to engross in death. Come, bitter thunder. Come, unsavory guide, thou desperate pilot, now at once run on the dashing rocks thy seasick, weary bark. Here's to my love. Oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Francis, be my king. How oft tonight have my old feet stumbled astray. Romeo. Oh, pale. What else? What? Paris too? And steeped in blood? Oh, what an unkind hour is guilty of this lamentable chance. Lady Death.
Oh, comfortable friar. Where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be. And there I am. Where is my room?
Get them
Noia. Come. Come away.
Thy husband in thy bosom there lies dead. Say not to question, for the watch is coming. Come. Go, good Juliet. I care no longer.
Go, get thee hence, for I will not away. But here, a cup closed in my true love's hand. Poison I see not in his hands. Oh, girl, drunk all, and left no tender drop to help me out. I will kiss thy lips. Pass thee some poison yet that hang on them, to make me die with a restorative. Silence, are warm.
Hey, boy, which way?
You know, and I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger, this is thy chief. Bear up, and let me die.
Just heard Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, adapted and directed by Charles Warburton. The musical arrangements were by Frank Black, and the orchestra was under the direction of Joseph Hunt. Today's cast was as follows. The Prince, Henry Herbert. Paris, Michael Vine. Capulet, Clifford Devereux. Romeo, Wesley Addy. Mercutio, Alfred Shirley. Benvolio, Burford Hampton. Tybalt, Horace Braham. Friar Lawrence, William Podmore. Balthazar, John McGovern. Abram, John O. Hewitt. Gregory, Samuel Glenister. Peter, J.P. Nelson. An apothecary, Harry Neville. Lady Capulet, Florence Malone. Juliet, Florida Freevis. And the nurse, Alice Cooper Cliff. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company, and next week at this same hour, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing will be presented. A drama guide giving complete background material for the Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press, in care of Great Plays, Columbia University, New York City, New York. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining Great Plays of the series. Romeo and Juliet was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.